by bridge over this overpass out here. I don't know where you came on. I have 4982 bypass from Winona. But if you came in from that part of town, they built, put this over, and it would sink. It kept on sinking. They kept driving piles way down there. And that, the geologists tell us that that was the old Ohio River bed, not the Mississippi. The Ohio River came down through this belt. We gotta judge our land here as the flow of the water comes over a stream this way. The first settlement that comes out of this water in the overflow, your heaviest particles naturally it drops out first. The soil that's in suspension, it's real fine, it's clay. It goes back and settles in its lower parts off of the river bank, and it settles. It's a takes a long time to come out of suspension. That's where your gumbo's made.
I see.
Does
buckshot land then have little stones in it, like shot or?
No. Now that'd be our sandy land. That's on the river bank. As the water spills out, the heaviest particles comes out first.
I see.
You see, it just naturally would be. Well, it settled out of water first, but this real fine, silty. Mm-hmm. A clay gumbo type. Well, it'll stay in suspension for. It'll have to sit there in that place so long and gradually settle down. See.
I see.
And
is
that's
the sandy.
Sandy land,
soil is that.
You better. Hey, we're having internal drainage. You know, but it just makes a better.
Is
problem.
That what you call loamy?
Yeah, that's right. That's where we get that. Now, this we was talking about this land from Vicksburg. Natchez along on the east side of the delta. That land, so that I understand, is made by wind-blown soil that came from Texas across here when this was eons of time. Now, when you get down to Vicksburg and you go out on the edge of the hills now, you'll see roads been washed and cut through there, and it's standing straight. Now, the roads, you know how you know a hill land of roads and big gullies, and you don't see that. It'll just stand straight up and down. Have you seen it around Vicksburg? That
yes,
land like that?
There's, I went down the trace, and there's a place that's got a sign there, and it's got, they call it LOESS, Less. And I think that must be it. It's almost a straight cut.
Yes.
And it doesn't seem, it's not, there's not, as you say, a lot of gullies.
Yeah,
it's
that's
just,
right. Just stand straight up and down, that's what. It'll slough off, but it'll leave a straight up and cuts it all through that hill. Now, that's some of the best dirt. It's that nicest loam in the world out there. It's hill land, too, and we usually think of it as delta land is so much better than that, but it's not true. We can cultivate larger fields and everything. Yes, in the time gone by, we could keep our insects down, but they could there. They had small patches, and they had so much place for host field to survive and want, see. Mm-hmm. But now, as we get better on there, we're finding out that land is as fine as it can be.
I see.
You don't want to coca, spray anything?
Now, would you care for a cup of coffee?
I don't believe so, thanks. Big lunch at the holidays.
Really, I'm not giving you much help.
Well, yes, you are. As a matter of fact, could we go back to the animals here? Let me ask you a few things about hogs. Do you remember, well, anything that comes to mind about hogs? Different, gilts?
Well, now, I don't have but a few families down there on my place right now, and they all try to have a few hogs to kill in the fall of the year.